the brotherhood, playing for the guy next to you, playing for the team.
What's up, Buckeye Nation? You're tuned in to the Buckeye Cast.
Buckeye Cast.
Tradition of Ohio State, take that serious.
These fellas were born and bred in the Buckeye State.
Buckeye Cast.
The people of Ohio, we work every day to make them proud.
Visit us at thebuckeyecast.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at the Buckeye Cast.
Buckeye Cast.
Now here's your host, Joe Warwick.
I'm proud to be part of this group. Go Bucks!
What is up? We are back. Thank you for joining us, folks. Getting ready for the stretch run down the last 4 weeks of the season and hopefully into the postseason. Got Sean in here this week.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Stretching out, getting ready for the run.
Yeah, these are we got two warm-ups and then two final weeks of some intensity. As always, folks, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Follow us for the latest Buckeye news. Always hit the website. You know, we got the shirts up there. Still got the BOGO going on. And by the way, we do have long sleeve tees. Those are in stock. So stock up on those.
In style.
That's right. So enjoy that fine piece of thread. And we're going to jump into this Maryland game, get you set up for that. And then we'll talk about a little bit of a postseason and kind of speculate on how we see things shaking out going forward. So, Sean, let's get into it right now.
Playoffs?
Yeah, you know. The playoffs. Hopefully. Tell you what, we lose two of these last four and we won't even be thinking playoffs.
Nah.
So anyway, we got the Terps coming in to see us on Saturday at noon, Fox Big Noon kickoff. We all remember what happened last year in Maryland, the 52-51 squeaker in overtime. What's his name? Pig Rome, the quarterback, missed a pass on the extra point to win the ball game, and we got out of there with a cunt hair of a victory.
Did we give up four plays over 50 yards in that game? Like two rushing, two passing, something like that?
Probably.
It was something insane.
Running back went for 300 alone.
Boom.
So, yeah. Not to bring back that.
And
nightmare.
It's the same running back, right? It's the same kid.
Anthony McFarland. I think he's still on the squad. I was looking at some of their box scores recently, and I did not see him doing anything. I don't know if he's dinged up or what, but
I was wondering that because I watched part of that game, being in the viewing area, and
the Michigan game.
They run some other kid. It seems just about as much as they do that McFarland.
Hmm.
I think that McFarland might have another gear with this other kid. Maybe runs a little bit harder.
Javon Leak.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I see McFarland here on some of these box scores, but yeah, it's weird how he puts up 302 touchdowns on us and all of a sudden he's splitting time, right? But yeah, last year, just to finish that, Haskins went for 400, three touchdowns, rushing and passing each. Can't say that very often.
Haskins had three rushing touchdowns?
Yep.
Wow.
J.K. went for 200, so the offense was not a problem. Obviously, we know where the issues lied last year. So this year, they got Mike Locksley, the former offensive coordinator at Bama, coming in. They're 3-6 right now, 1-5 in the conference. They have lost four in a row, so a little bit of a skid there for the Terps. Not surprising. These guys started off like a house of fire, beating up on the likes of Howard. They did beat up pretty good a ranked Syracuse team, 63-20. So respect there. But then they get beat by Temple, crushed by Penn State. They beat Rutgers, but like who doesn't? And then they lose the four in a row recently. So kind of a tale of two seasons, it seems like. first 2 weeks were awesome, and then shit went downhill.
Well, what better place to turn it all around than Ohio Stadium? Well,
sure, get off the schneid. It's a bounce back week for the Terps.
Yep.
So yeah, they got their quarterback. They've been splitting time here between Pig Rome and Josh Jackson at quarterback.
Oh yeah, well that Pigram's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
speed.
If I were them, I would be starting the dual threat and see what kind of damage it can do. They put up 600.
Does he suck that bad at passing?
No, he doesn't.
The other guy don't look that good either. I mean, what?
No. I would say Pigram's the stronger of the two. They put up 650 on offense versus Syracuse.
So, Pigram's going to put it on the ground, and the other one's going to throw picks all day.
Right. Yeah, I don't see these guys being successful on offense. I think they're going to come into this game and be a little surprised at how drastically different this Buckeye defense is. You know.
Well, I think they got a little taste of a serious D last week. I mean, Michigan's
sure. Yeah.
It's a better caliber D.
Definitely.
So maybe they can prepare for it better. I don't think they're. I don't think they're D line. I mean, Michigan's D line's been playing all right, but they ain't got no Chase Young.
Exactly.
I know that.
Yeah, I think I'll take our front seven up against Michigan's any day of the week. Specifically this year, feel much better about that defense. But
really, I'll take the whole thing.
Sure.
And it shows out on paper. I'll take our secondary. I don't even know who their linebackers are anymore. I'd probably know them if I heard their names.
Yeah.
Glasgow, I think it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, Maryland has a, I don't know, you don't know what to expect from them. Their defense.
I better not expect a shootout that's 52-51.
No, that's the last thing I would expect, honestly. Defense, they gave up 500 yards to Indiana. Most of that was through the air. They gave up 600 to Penn State recently. So not worried about them stopping us. I think this is a game where we get the boys out early and let them eat for a half. And then we work in Chugs and the second teamers.
Yeah, I think you get your JK money this week, right? And Jeff gets 10 touchdowns.
Oh, we covered it last week, actually, or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, against Wisconsin.
Oh, it was 10 total, not 10 rushing only.
It was 10.5 touchdowns, rushing and receiving, and 1,100 rushing. He just barely got
over. Parlay that into another 1,500 touchdowns.
Yeah, that was only through 8 games, too, man. Jesus, he's got 4 to go.
Everybody's going off.
Yeah, exactly. So you might remember linebacker Keandre Jones transferred to Maryland. He's making his return to Columbus.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he was a big recruit. Never really got there, but big kid, I think.
Oh yeah,
you know, six three, 240 type guy, right?
I think so. Yeah. So he's starting for them, obviously. again, I don't think his presence alone is going to be enough to help them keep us under 500 yards offense. And a lot of that's going to be second teamers. I think we can walk in there and probably not even start the first team and still walk out of there with an easy dub. I didn't want to spend too much time on this game because it's really pointless.
It's not, though. I mean, if you know, these guys gave us everything. Last year it was pointless, too, until they ran us into scare territory. So,
right.
I think this team's got a different focus. Doesn't appear like looking past it's going to be a problem with these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't be caught looking ahead to Rutgers, I don't think.
Right. No, but you could be looking at me and you're like, okay, coming off the bye, you'd be looking at 2 weeks ahead. Like, all right, we sleepwalk through this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is the perfect time to fix stuff. Maybe try some new stuff out on offense, defense if you want to. Get a look, throw something on tape. Even if you don't want to use it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine that they're going to work on things that they see they can use against Penn State, possibly even Michigan. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try some things that they may want to employ in those games down the road. Not to look too far ahead, but, I mean, seriously.
It's not, yeah, it doesn't appear that these next couple should be a problem.
Right.
I couldn't believe it when the line came out. I think Buckeyes cover.
Yeah. So, right now the spread is 42.5 is the latest line I have.
I saw 44 just now.
Yeah. I've seen that too. It started off on Bet Online at 44. And the over-under I have is 63.5. So, still, I
think they're expecting the Buckeyes to score about 63, 64.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if we can expect that kind of output. They're almost expecting 3 touchdowns from Maryland. So, I don't expect that. But as far as the microscopes go, who do you have your microscope on offense?
On offense, I hadn't really given this much thought, but let's go with the Lave. I haven't with the Lave this year. Okay. I just love how smooth this cat is. How he just does nothing but produce. I was looking, he's got 28 catches and he's got 8 touchdowns. It's like the second coming of Chris Carter. All this kid does is catch touchdowns and big plays. Mm-hmm. And again, he's so smooth with doing it. And he looks little, but I mean, this dude is always open. Always gets open.
Just had the huge game against Wisconsin with 7 for 93 and 2 touchdowns. But he does seem to be Justin Fields' go-to guy.
So I think because he doesn't stop on routes. You know, he'll work back to the ball. A lot of times when you see Justin out there scrambling, it's, you know, to me it's always either Olave or KJ Hill that are, you know, breaking back trying to make a play or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with on offense. I'm going with Master Teague. I think this is a game where he gets the bulk of the carries in the second half. JK probably gets 10 to 12 and doesn't see much of the third or fourth quarter at all. So I'm going Master Teague, putting up some big numbers. Could go for 200 this week.
Teague on 200?
Yeah.
I'll give you 100.
Teague the third.
If he busts like a 70-yarder and like a 50-yarder maybe, so he could get 15 to 20 carries. But if this goes the way I think it's going to go, Crowley might get 70, 80 yards, man.
Yeah. I would consider that, too. I was just looking at who of the running back crew would put up the biggest numbers. And I think J.K. is going to be like, you know, 10 carries, maybe 100 yards, 10, 12 carries. But I think Master Teague's going to get the finishing blows and some of the big chunk yards in the second half.
But I think once it gets out of line in the second half, you get Collie and Chambers and give them Bucks some reps.
Yeah, possibly.
Teague ain't going to be able to do it all himself next year.
Right. Steel Chambers might be redshirted, though. We haven't seen him since week 4.
Oh, really? So they played him the first...
Yeah.
Did they play him the first 4, though? Probably.
I don't know if he got all the... got carries in all the first 4 games. I don't think that's the case, but... I'd be curious to see that, actually. That's a good question. On defense, who do you have on your microscope?
On defense, this is a tough one for me. I did think a little bit about this one. And I want to say that my microscope from here going forward is on Chase Young and chasing down that fucking Heisman. But I'm not. I'm going with Tough Borland. If you remember this game last year, you saw a lot of Tough Borland's name.
Yep.
Running down the sideline, getting run away from.
Right.
So, my eyes are all, you know me, I think I picked Tough half these games this year. Cause I'm watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Pisses me off. He's doing pretty well. This McFarland kid killed you last year. Killed you. So, I'm watching Tough. Shut it down.
All right. I like that. Yeah, just to go back to Steel Chambers, he's only played in two games. He played in the Miami of Ohio game, and he had 8 carries and a touchdown, and then he played in Cincinnati as well. So he's well under the redshirt rule, could play a couple more. So unless really needed, I'd be shocked if he actually played at all.
How many games does Crowley have carries in? Is he still? He's probably right around 4, right? Maybe 5. Is he a...
He has carries in 5 games.
Oh, so he's done. Yep. Or burnt.
Yep.
Burn it.
Definitely going to see Crowley before Chambers, that's for sure.
Yeah. And you know what? Hey, that's great. Even if you don't have to get the... be nice to save Chambers. Maybe get him in one of these next 2 games. And then when we're blowing out Michigan, give them a little late fourth quarter taste of some Michigan.
Right, exactly.
And keep the red shirt.
Yep. On defense, I'm going to go with Tyreek Smith. I think Chase is going to have limited snaps. They want to kind of keep him in bubble wrap, you know, keep him safe from harm's way. And but I think Tyreek Smith on the other side will get a few more snaps and maybe a little less attention than Chase might. So look for him to have a ball game.
I was just thinking about the whole DN situation and what Chase Young is doing. Just right and flat out amazing. And then I'm like, okay, thinking next year. All right, who's our guys? And it's to me what looking like. The 2 starters, because Cooper will be gone as well, are going to be Zach Harrison and Tyreek Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they both, to me, flashed at times, but I just want to see that Chase Young motor out of both those guys, because, yeah, they're the next 2 in line with the Bosas and the Youngs. And, I mean, what's going on at the end at Ohio State is nothing short of ridiculous.
Well, you got Tyler Friday. You got Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Those guys have seen
you got what's action. And you got what's his name coming in? The number one Sawyer?
Jack Sawyer, yeah. Yep.
I mean, if he's as good as he's ranked, you know, that's like Zach Harrison type numbers. So you're going to try and get that kid on the field.
He's been playing freaking quarterback for his high school team this year.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Kid's an athlete. But score predictions. 42.5 is the spread we'll go off of. And do you want to stick to your preseason prognostication?
I just looked at it, and yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with that number.
Me too.
And I like Nostradamus this stuff.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm actually thinking that my score is a little too high on the Maryland side. So our preseason score was, I had 59-13, obviously covering easily. The 13 sounds a little hefty for me right now. I'm feeling like that's too much. But Sean, you're going to stick with 62-10?
Yeah, I'm liking 62-10.
Yeah,
I like that too. The only thing that worries me, you know, is this is such a blowout. And if McFarland or somebody stays in there and, you know, hits a home run on us, then, you know, then they might get a bonus touchdown and, you know, end up with 17 or something. But, yeah, I think it's going to be tough sledding for these guys. It's going to be bad early and often. They're not going to know what to do with the Buckeyes, and the D's going to get so gassed. I would see us coming out, going some pace early. Mm-hmm. And Maryland likes to do that, but they're not going to be able to do that. They can't do that to the defense.
Right.
So even I watched part of that Michigan game, they were even, you know, kind of slowing it down. Like, hey, all right, we don't want to get our guys out there, and this isn't, you know, Harvard or Yale or whoever the hell they beat week one. Howard,
yeah, definitely not. You know, we talk about this every week, but Ohio State just has too much depth across the board at every position. So, yeah, Maryland should not be trying to take us into deep waters and run in tempo. It's just not going to work out well for them.
No, because we can substitute a whole new D-line every series.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Your guys, you know, instead of wearing us out, your guys are going to get worn out.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is their O-line is not going to lean on us for four quarters and eventually break us down.
Right.
So,
not when you're like seven deep at tackle and 5 to 6 deep at end.
Exactly. Yeah, and quality too. You know, we're talking 4 stars at least across the board. So, yeah, you want to talk a little Big Ten, or do you want to jump into college football playoffs? Which direction you want to go? Big Ten's kind of quiet this week. Michigan's on a bye. Illinois is at Sparty. Sparty's a heavy favorite there at 14.5. Surprising.
Ooh. I'll take the points.
Yeah, man. Fear give the beard.
Give me the Illini and the points on that. Sparty is in implosion, Bill.
Give me Black Santa all day long.
After the whole Joe Bocci.
Oh, God.
Popped.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of Spartan buddies up here. It's sad the program's caving in on itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect much out of Sparty this year. I wouldn't be surprised to see him. This is going to be a ball game.
Yeah.
Illinois had a modicum of success lately. They got something going. Obviously not great, but Sparty's awful. That offense is atrocious.
Yeah.
Their team leader and captain is gone.
Can't even be on the sidelines.
You got, you know, but so much gets made of it, and you know me, I'm the cynic. I think a lot of these boys are on steroids.
Mm.
And it's a wink, wink, nod, nod, probably, you know, that coaches and programs don't know, but they do. But hey, I can't prove it, so therefore I can't whatever, and that's up to the NCAA to prove. It's not my job to prove it. You prove it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, feel bad for Bocci. Always seemed like a good player, good kid, played the right way. But that being said, you know, you see some of the other guys on that team, and you know, Willekes a walk-on. It's like an all-Big Ten American. And again, I'm not saying Michigan State guys. I think, you know, we'll speculate and call out anybody personally. But I think it's rampant in college football. That's just the way it is.
Right. But yeah, as far as the positive drug test goes, I mean, it's just a matter of getting popped. And I will say that you're not just hurting yourself by taking yourself off the field. You're hurting your team, too. So I think players need to take a bigger picture look at things like using roids and something you might get suspended for.
Michigan fans, I'll see on some of the boards, bang on it, like, Sparty, their steroid school, it's always known. That's how they compete with their 2- and 3-star kids. Bola a few years ago, what happened to him? That was all hush-hush, and yet he never got to play it again. And on and on and on.
Right.
And maybe it's true.
That, you know.
Maybe everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure Michigan players have gotten popped for not just roids, but recreational stuff, you know. So anyway.
Weed's legal up here, brah. Let these kids smoke.
Unfortunately, the NCAA, you know, has a blanket rule across the country. So the other games going on. So we agree that there's no way Sparty covers the 14.5, right?
14?
It might as well be 35.
14.
Exactly.
When's the last time Sparty scored 14?
Right. It might as well be 35. There's no way they're covering because that's a monster spread for them.
Give me them points.
Right. So this game, Penn State at Minnesota, is somewhat intriguing, mainly because I haven't seen Minnesota play in a long time. But they're undefeated. And this is only a 6.5-point spread. Penn State's favored. So you got the home dog.
Yeah, Penn State at Mini?
Yeah. Home dog Gophers. Rowing the boat. How many different fucking analogies can we roll into this game? You got the home dogs, Gophers, in the rowboat. Penn State coming in, you know, they're you know, probably second best team in the Big Ten, but Minnesota's been getting some work done. I'm really surprised with these guys.
Excuse me, but if we kill all the Gophers, won't they lock us away? Throw away the key?
Gophers.
No one can understand you, funny foreigner. Anywho, it's a great game. But two undefeateds, Big Ten powerhouses. I think Penn State handles them. Probably. I don't know. I'd love for Minnesota to be good, but like I think the first three games, they like squeaked by every one of them. They're behind the fourth quarter. Like all of them came back and won. But against, like, garbage teams. Now, you can see that happening, like, oh, shit, it happens. The game gets away from me, and you got to come back and win it. But 3 weeks in a row against some real, real mediocre shit.
Exactly.
I can't think they're that good.
Yeah, this undefeated record is built on a house of cards, man. You got South Dakota State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern, Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland. They played the dreck of the Big Ten, and before
that is. How do you get that freaking schedule?
Yeah, sign me up. It's the West. It's that side of the fucking conference.
Who do they finish with though?
Penn State, Iowa, Northwestern, Wisconsin. So probably lose 3 out of 4.
You would think, right? That would be my bet. They would lose. They could get tough against Iowa. Maybe win that one. No way they beat Whiskey.
Yeah, I would say Northwestern is their best case scenario. You got all three of those teams are ranked: Penn State, Iowa, Wisconsin. And
old Fitzgerald could get the old team rallied and pull off an upset against Mini.
Right? Aren't these some trophy games mixed in here? Old buckets and
I mean probably wooden, spittoons,
wooden
and
men,
Paul Bunyan's,
yeah, Babe's blue cock,
Illabuck.
Yeah, all of them. The only other Big Ten game worth a piss is Iowa at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's favored by 8.5. Probably looking to rebound after that two-game slide against us. They finished off on. They probably want to get healthy. So
what do we want to happen to Wisconsin? We want Wisconsin to, like, win out and we want to play them again? Or...
Well, it really depends on
probably what's going to happen, right?
Minnesota owns their future right now because
but Minnesota's going to lose to Penn State, and then they're going to lose to Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a tiebreaker over them,
probably. What's Iowa done? They got 2 losses at least. Yeah, 6-2. So it's a matter of a tiebreaker if we've got 3 or 4 teams with 2 losses in that division.
If Minnesota has 2 losses and Wisconsin has 2, I want to play Wisconsin because, you know, Minnesota's... But if Minnesota has 1 loss, you know, if they can find a way, beat Penn State, I'm pulling for Minnesota. Love to see them run the table undefeated to the Big Ten championship game.
I'd be surprised if they finish this schedule 2-4 or 2-2. 2 out of 4.
I would be surprised at that as well.
And I would say they're.
But that's doable.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah, I would imagine it's going to be Minnesota or Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. Illinois does.
That's why I'm like, we haven't played Minnesota. If Minnesota could, I'd probably like them to lose to Penn State. So Penn State ranked real high when we play them.
Mm-hmm.
But then Minnesota went out, beat Wisconsin.
Yeah,
and they're a one loss. They're a one loss. You know, champion on that side.
Yeah, still though, it's fucking Minnesota. I'd rather beat a two loss Wisconsin just for the committee's sake. It's going to look a lot better to beat a Wisconsin than a Minnesota.
Yeah, but we already thrashed Wisconsin.
Fucking thrash them again. It's all you can do. I just think it's a better victory than Minnesota. Look at Minnesota is undefeated right now, dude, and they're only ranked 13. I mean, it's a Big Ten team.
And that's generous. That's way too high.
Right.
There's more than 13 teams that would drub Minnesota.
Right. It just tells you the lack of respect that they get nationally. Which I respect their disrespect. So
they're building something special up there, Joe.
I know. And rowboats and everything is really great. Only other real big game this week is not in the Big Ten, but you got LSU going to Tuscaloosa. Joey B taking his squad on the road. This is a big one. Bama's favored by 6.5. We don't know if Tua's going to play for sure. Of course,
we know Divinity's not playing.
He quote unquote decided to leave the team. Kind of doubt that. He was benched like the last couple weeks, or no, not the last couple weeks, but a couple weeks before, early in the season, and now their starting linebacker leaves the team, senior, must be some major issues. So hopefully that doesn't affect him too badly.
That's for scholarships go to die.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Coach O says they'll be just fine, so. I believe him.
I need that gumbo, boy.
Yeah, that's probably what he had, a bad batch of gumbo. But
I love that guy. I love listening to him.
Oh, yeah. This has turned into a... Remember this game used to be like 9-6, 12-9 kind of final scores? Now, these teams are both averaging over 500 yards total offense each. How the turntables turn.
Well, none of them got any linebackers right now. Bama lost,
right.
You know, their probably top 10 pick linebacker
right.
before the season started. And then they lost another guy who I think was a stud. LSU's lost this linebacker. Yeah, this could be, they could break records with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, these teams are averaging, 46 and 48 points. Again, total yards are over 500. Defenses are allowing over 300. So, very interesting matchup here.
It's a huge game, man. It's that'll be a fun game to watch. That's the kind of game I want to watch.
LSU's had the tougher season, too, so I would say they've put up numbers against tough opponents like Auburn, Florida, you know, Texas.
Texas, early when Texas was looking pretty sharp. Yeah, I read somewhere, Bama, is anybody they played even ranked? I don't think so.
No. Maybe Texas A&M, 24.
Okay.
Sneaking in there under the wire.
That's a solid win. Texas A&M solid. They suck, Jimbo. Dude.
They're terrible. They're 3-3, 1-2 in the SEC. But yeah,
tough sledding.
Bama's got one of the weaker schedules in the country. Definitely ahead of Clemson's weak ass schedule, but still relatively weak. So I would say LSU's put up some serious numbers against some quality opponents, especially on the defensive side.
Yeah. Well, I heard Clemson's got like their toughest game coming up. Got to fight the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest here.
Well, they're recovering
from Wake Forest, seriously? Jeez.
They're recovering from that tough Wofford game last week. They're licking their wounds.
Seriously, what the hell is that?
That conference, man. It's what a is that? Joke.
How's that good for college football?
Yeah. Tells you that if you can get yourself into a garbage conference, you could probably skate into the playoffs. And the playoff committee will remember your last championship and give you credit for it.
And it's like, you know what? Harvard and Yale used to be really good at football at one point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like Miami and Florida State used to be good at football. But guess what? They're not anymore.
Yeah.
So, and they haven't been for a long time.
Texas A&M is probably Clemson's best win, too, comparing them to Bama.
Play the Cox yet, right? I'd expect the Cox to give them a nice game.
They might. I don't know. Can't depend on those fucking cocks. Took down Georgia. I doubt they're going to take down two top five teams in one season.
Who's running that cocks program now?
Oh, that crazy son of a bitch. Came from Florida. Muschamp. Will Muschamp.
Sloppy taking the old ball coach route, huh?
Yeah, seemingly.
So
you want to give me your top four CFP teams? What do you think it
when it comes out tomorrow? I don't know who's on that committee. How many people voted?
I don't know.
I think if you're looking at it objectively, I think Ohio State should be one.
Okay.
Pretty much hands down. The only argument I might give you is LSU, because they got some good wins.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Burrow is awesome. But the whole team with Ohio State, number one points given up defense in the country.
Mm-hmm.
In the top 5 points scored in the country. Team is so complete. Ohio State won. The low watermark to me is 2, only behind LSU. I think Bama right now is in there. That will... Them or LSU is getting bumped out after this week, for the time being anyway. And that might move Penn State up in there. I guess I would keep Clemson above a Penn State. I don't know if Penn State's done anything either. And they get to play us, so a lot of it figures itself out.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is Clemson doesn't really have any tests. So they're the only one that's kind of figured out for them. They get a backdoor in.
Yeah.
And everybody else has to fight for it.
Yeah. So who you have in your top four?
I got Ohio State 1.
Yeah.
LSU 2, Bama 3, Clemson 4.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I'm going to go close to the same, but I'm actually going to go with Ohio State 1. LSU 2, I'm going to go Bama 3, and Penn State 4. And obviously the Penn State, Ohio State, ranking will sort itself out here in a couple of weeks. So loser drops out, obviously. But I don't have Clemson in my top four because Penn State's, I believe, played a got a tougher schedule. And they seem to be a more complete, consistent team than a Clemson.
It's tough to say Clemson because they never play anybody.
Right.
You know, and then obviously Georgia controls their fate. Georgia can play their way right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma can be in there.
Sure.
I think the Pac-12 is pretty much done, right?
I agree, yeah.
Is Utah still in the conversation?
Oregon would be the only one in the conversation because they have one loss.
Right, loss at Auburn, right?
Right.
In a decent game, though.
Right, but they haven't really beat anybody ranked. They just beat up on USC, but I'm not sure USC was even ranked. That's really their big win thus far. At least Penn State has beat Iowa and Michigan, who are both ranked. You know, Clemson can't say that. You know, they beat Texas A&M. That's it. Who was, you know, in a teens. But, yeah, obviously this is subject to change. This is how I see it right now, though. That's my top four.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. It's got to be Ohio State, and I could flip-flop LSU. I could see why you'd give LSU the nod at one. But I just wanted to see. The only reason that you would put Alabama and Clemson ahead of Ohio State is fucking legacy votes.
Right.
If you're watching football and pay attention, and it's all about this year, Ohio State has to be one or two.
Yeah, that's the shit we run into every year with this committee because, you know, these people are not being objective. They're wrapping in last year's playoff teams into this. So you got
to... And you know what? Frankly, it's tough not to. It's like, well, they won it last year.
Right.
And they're undefeated this year. And how are we not going to send them in?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I get it.
Right. But that's why I'm going to continue to keep mine kind of... And Bama, honestly, not really high on... Not really excited about having them at number three. They could easily be number four for me. I think undefeated Big Ten teams are really underrated, especially teams that are beating ranked opponents. We've got wins over Cincinnati, Wisconsin, and Indiana. As long as those three teams, Cincy, Wisconsin, and Indiana, continue to win out, that's just going to help us. And obviously, beating up on I assume, undefeated Penn State team will be a huge feather in the cap, and then Michigan, of course.
Right, which Michigan will be, you know, they should be a top 10 when we play them. Probably still, mm-hmm. you know, 15 when we beat them, 16.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, if they've actually...
You know, Michigan, they'll be one of the very highest three-loss teams in the country.
Yeah, right. Because
of the brand. Notre Dame.
Because of the brand. But an undefeated Minnesota is never going to crack 13.
Right. They're not.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, do it again next year. And... we'll give you some legacy votes.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll see if Michigan found their offense, if they are back or not.
Oh, everyone up here? No, they're back. They're the best team again.
Right.
I don't know how you fix Shea Patterson being an average quarterback, but...
Well, it helps when you can run the ball in the rain and Notre Dame just gives up and I don't know what the hell they were doing trying to throw the ball. They're just throwing the ball up for grabs in a fucking downpour. You gotta be kidding. So their play calling took them out of that game. But
I mean, they got blown out.
Yeah,
I knew Notre Dame was garbage.
Yeah, and then no credit for beating Maryland, Michigan. Sorry, no credit for that. We're gonna hang like fucking close to 60 on Maryland, and they put up 30.
And Michigan, you went for like a fake punt on your like 20-yard line too.
Yeah.
And got it, like,
right.
That would have been another 3 and out, but mm-hmm. you faked the punt,
right,
deep in your territory.
Yeah, Michigan only put up 330 yards offense against Maryland.
If we need to fake punt against Maryland, I'm pissed.
Oh yeah, that's a loss.
That is. I mean, unless you're deep in the game and up by like 40, you just want to try this game once or something.
Yeah.
With a bunch of freshmen. No way.
Exactly.
That to me was desperate. Harbaugh like needed to, or I need to. He knew he was going to win, but he needed to win convincingly. And would they win? 30-something to 7?
38-7, yeah.
With a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, like I said, they only put up 330 yards of total offense.
Oh, really? Is that it?
That's it, yeah. Jeez. 176 through the air and 155 rushing.
That's like right at Maryland's average, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or that's disgusting. Michigan's offense is like Sparty. They don't know how to run an offense up here. Michigan football. It ain't like Ohio football.
Yeah. Well, I think Harbaugh has taken over the play-calling duties. No more speed and space bullshit. Sit down, Gattis. Give me that fucking headset.
You think so?
Yeah. After watching the Notre Dame game and then Maryland game, I think they're just trying to ball control, you know, run the ball. And obviously taking the ball out of Shea's hands is probably a good idea. Guy's a fumble factory.
And he's not that accurate.
No, he's terrible.
I mean, he's lucky he's got some good receivers.
Look at this.
He'd really be a bum.
Here's his numbers against Maryland. 13 of 22 for 151 and one touchdown. Are you serious?
And their offense is humming? Is that what...
Apparently.
Is that what Harbaugh said? Offense is humming along?
Yeah. They got a bye week this week, and they can work on their speed and space and their fullback dives. Well, that's a show, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us. As always, rate and review the podcast. We'd greatly appreciate it. And tell a friend. Tell your lover. Tell somebody. Tell your mother.
You got no friends.
Put the word out there. And let's go Bucks. Beat the Terps. Should be an easy one. Let's get out of this game healthy and move forward. Pad some stats.
Lay the points.
Yeah.
Cover, over, bet it.
There you go. Take that to the bank.
Easy money.
All right, Sean, thank you for joining me. We'll see you next time.